News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Friends of Syria, 11 Western and Arab nations opposed to the Syrian president, agreed today to provide more military support to the rebels seeking the ouster of Bashar al-Assad. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says the countries will help in different ways.
We haven't taken any decision about any lethal support ourselves. We are doing a great deal else. And that is greatly appreciated by the people of Syria, I think, whether it in terms of equipment that saves lives, like body armor, like electricity generators.
Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the meeting in Doha. He called for an urgent political resolution to the war in Syria. He warned the violence could spread throughout the region. With opening statements in George Zimmerman's murder trial set to begin Monday, a judge in Sanford, Florida, has dealt prosecutors a setback. NPR's Greg Allen reports, the judge says audio experts who indicate a voice calling for help in a 911 call was Trayvon Martin will not be allowed to testify.
It's a chilling piece of audio captured in a 911 call the night Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin had their confrontation. In the background, the voice is heard repeatedly calling for help. Cries at end when there's a gunshot. Audio experts retained by Zimmerman's defense say the best science can't determine whose voice is heard calling for help. The defense challenged the testimony of two audio experts working for the prosecution. One prosecution expert, Thomas Owen, says he determined the person yelling was not George Zimmerman. Another expert, Dr. Alan Reich, went further, saying Trayvon Martin was the person yelling, and he heard other audio in the background that seems to back up that contention. Judge Deborah Nelson says neither Owen nor Reich will be allowed to testify. She says she found no evidence their scientific techniques have been tested and found reliable. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Thousands have gathered in Detroit to commemorate the 50th anniversary of one of the nation's largest civil rights demonstrations. NPR's Allison Keyes reports it was headlined by Martin Luther King Jr. and his dream of equality.
They gathered early this morning, carrying signs and banners, marching down the same street where King led more than 125,000 demonstrators on June 23, 1963. On that day, he gave a speech that included many of the themes of his iconic I Have a Dream speech.
One day, men will no longer burn down houses in the Church of God simply because people want to be free. I have a dream this afternoon.
98-year-old civil rights activist Grace Lee Boggs helped organize the 1963 event.
On Woodward Avenue from the side streets, they pour into the march.
Organizers of today's event say they need to confront many of the same problems as King, including job creation and racism. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
A plane crashed during an air show in Dayton, Ohio this afternoon. Officials say the pilot and a wing walker were killed. No spectators were hurt. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in India say at least 560 people have died in floods and landslides in the northern part of the country. They warn the death toll is likely to rise as troops reach remote villages where flash floods washed away houses and vehicles. Hundreds of people are missing. Monsoon flooding occurs every year in India, causing enormous loss of life and property. At least three people have died in widespread flooding in southern Alberta. Tens of thousands of residents of the city of Calgary have been forced from their homes. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
Officials describe the flooding as catastrophic. Hundreds of homes are partially submerged, railroad tracks have been lifted, and 75,000 people have been forced to evacuate. Downtown Calgary, which on Friday resembled a lake, is still without power and is off limits. Mayor Naheed Nenshi says it will likely remain so until at least the middle of next week. The basement of City Hall is flooded with 6 feet of water. Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Alberta Premier Alison Redford toured the flood zone on Friday and promised there would be money available through disaster aid programs. Now communities downstream are bracing for the surging waters. 10,000 people in low-lying areas of the city of Medicine Hat have been told to get out of their homes by this morning. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Politicians at every government level are often reluctant to raise taxes, but lawmakers in Florida's Miami-Dade County voted this week to raise property taxes. Homeowners would pay about $20 more per year. The money, $20 million a year, would be used to keep unwanted dogs and cats from being euthanized. The pet fund would pay for programs such as adoption events to find new homes for stray dogs and cats. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.